The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? PetersofKensington.com.au.
Adam Gilchrist joins us. Friend of mine says the tube's particularly smelly with this hot weather you're having, Adam.
Oh, yes, and very unpleasant. Although, actually, school holidays have fallen. Rather a lot of people seem to escape for the day. The roads were absolutely packed going down to the beaches and so forth, so maybe some people were skiving off. But we even had one or two melted railway tracks and trains going slow as a result, if not actually the tube. We didn't get our hottest ever day. We were denied that by half a degree, so 38.1 is the second hottest day that has ever been recorded, and they started recording these things in the 18th century. But I have to say, France, Belgium, Spain, the Netherlands and Germany have all had their hottest ever days, 42 degrees in Paris. And here's one as well, Steve. I don't think you guys do this, but the thought is maybe we should, like with storms, start naming heat waves so that people take them more seriously, take extra precautions, so we could have heatwave Marilyn or a heatwave Scarlet or Kylie, perhaps, something like that.
Even a heatwave Boris, who's, of course, coincides with his first day as PM.
Yeah, he's had his first cabinet meeting, 17 ministerial changes in all. He appeared at the dispatch box for the first time as PM, gave his first speech in Parliament as PM. It's a bit weird, actually. I mean, 12 months ago, he was, I mean, a bit like Churchill in the comparisons sometimes get bandied about, but he was in the political wilderness. But here he is. I mean, lest we forget as well, Boris was the little boy who once upon a time said he wanted to be world king. So he's taken a step in that direction. He's already talked about a new Brexit deal, and instantly EU negotiators said, no, they're not doing new deals, thanks very much. And he immediately talked about an Australian point-style immigration system, specifically saying that. But actually, this is precisely what the Labour government said they were going to do in 2007. And do you know what? With all this stuff, in he comes, first day as Prime Minister, and then all MPs go off on a six-week summer holiday. Obviously, it's very tiring becoming Prime Minister, so he needs the 6 weeks now.
Good on you, Adam. Thank you. I'll talk to you shortly. Adam Gilchrist.